Need some entertainment this rainy weekend, but paralyzed by the endless options on your streaming services? Are you absolutely spoiled for choice? Do you not know where to turn? Do you not know what to do? Is the panic setting in? Don't worry, Wayne Massingham has returned. He's here to save you with his weekly recommendations in film, music, and television. It's Wayne's 4x2, four reviews, 2 minutes each. Wayne, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you back after a two-week break. We really missed you here on the Thursday Daily.
Oh, I missed you, although, as I said off air, I was gallivanting around the US, seeing a lot of great music. So, that filled in nicely, but it's good to be back, Cameron.
No, it's good to have you. We'll just jump straight into it, Wayne.
Yeah.
What's your first recommendation this week?
Okay, well, there's a lot of big blockbuster films at the moment, which I'm not terribly interested in, but there's a few smaller films that opened while I was away, and I managed to catch up with them, one of them last night, and really glad I did. It's a film called Friendship, and really, really enjoyed this one. It's the directorial debut from a man called Andrew DeYoung, who's directed a lot of really great TV. It's his feature film debut, and it's a sort of bizarre comedy, very dark, but very funny, starring Tim Robinson, who I think has made a big name for a show called I Think You Should Leave, and it's one of those shows that I've been meaning to catch up on, and he's got a big reputation, but this is the first really thing I've seen him in, and he plays Craig, who's a very sort of lonely, slightly awkward man who works as a marketing executive. He's married, but he doesn't have any friends really because he's just so very awkward and strange. But a new neighbor moves in who's very charismatic, called Austin, played by the wonderful Paul Rudd. And he manages to somehow strike up a friendship. Before you know it, they're hanging out and doing strange things. And he's just absolutely obsessed with Austin. And when one night he gets invited over to a get together with Austin's friends, and it's all going really well until they somehow start having a boxing match, and Craig just takes it a little bit too far. And then suddenly Austin's just like, look, I don't think we should be friends anymore. And after that, it's just a very dark look at a non-friendship and how Craig becomes obsessed with Austin. And it goes into, it's just extremely funny, a little bit dark, very clever. Also stars Kate Mara as Craig's sort of wife, who's not really happy in her marriage. And really, really enjoyed this. There's a lot of laugh out loud moments. There was a little cinema I was in, there was like people were just laughing hysterically throughout. But it's, as I said, it's a bit dark, it's very revealing. It's a bit of good commentary too on male friendship and how it sort of works. So it's still showing in cinemas. It's been out for a couple of weeks now, but you can still catch it if you like this weekend. It's called Friendship.
Yeah, I didn't think the pairing of Paul Rudd and oh my God, what's his name?
Tim Robinson.
Tim Robinson. I had Nathan Fillion in my head for some reason. Tim Robinson was unexpected, but a really, really great comedic pairing. Odd to see Paul Rudd playing this more of a straight man in a comedy, sort of more of a zany, more of a sarcastic character. But I think this is a really good film for people to check out.
Yeah, no, it's definitely was on my list, and I'm glad it got a cinema release here. So probably won't be around for much long, but if that review interests you, I'd definitely check it out this weekend.
Absolutely. All right, what's your second recommendation this week, Wayne?
Okay, well, this is a show I really enjoyed recently. I've got an Apple show for you, Cameron.
wonderful.
So this one I highly recommend. It was even better than I'd sort of hoped. It's called Midnight Family. So it's on Apple. There's 10 episodes in total. And this is a Mexican show, and it's based on, I haven't seen the documentary, but there's a documentary in 2019 called Midnight Family, and it's about the Ochoa family in Mexico City who run a private ambulance. So basically, the Mexico City isn't that well served by ambulances run by the government. In this show, you hear that there's only about 100. So they sort of fill in the gaps. It's a private enterprise. They basically have to, go to any emergency that they hear about, take that patient to a nearby hospital, and hopefully get paid as well for their services. So they've made a fictionalized drama of this real life family, and it centers around, I guess, four main characters. There's Ramon, who's like the elder statesman, the father, separated from his wife, and he's got his two young, I guess, young adult, early 20s children, Marcus, played by Diego Calva, who was a revelation in Babylon a couple of years ago, and Mara Gabe, who's wonderfully played by an actress called Renata Vaca. And there's also a young boy who's about 10 called Julito. So basically, they just scour Mexico City, waiting for anything that happens. And it's a bit, it does really well because it intersperses the personal drama in their lives. And then each episode, there's normally like an emergency they go to. And it's quite thrilling in its own way, and a very emotionally satisfying show. Ramon, the father, he's having heart issues and whether he carries on the business. Marcus wants to really go into music. He's sort of just in this business because of the family. And Mara Gabe is actually studying to be a doctor, and where she's studying, she has to keep this secret because they don't want any sort of this sort of outside work when you're studying to be a doctor. So it really does well on the personal lives. It really shows off Mexico City in a massive way. It's a city I definitely want to visit. So Midnight Family, and that's a drama on Apple TV right now.
Yeah, I thought I recognised Diego Calva's face. Although I wasn't a huge fan of Babylon, I really enjoyed his performance there. So glad to see him continuing on his work. And looks like a really great cast. There's a couple of other faces I recognise in here. But it looks like a very interesting story.
It's really, really good. And it feels real to life. I mean, it's based on a true story, but it just feels so immediate and when you're watching it, yeah.
Fantastic. All right, Wayne, what's your third recommendation this week?
Well, let's go with a British sort of black comedy drama, I guess you could call it. It's called Bodkin. That's Bodkin. This show is on Netflix, only seven episodes in total. And I guess it's a drama about a small Irish coastal town called Bodkin, where this American podcaster goes called Gilbert, played wonderfully by Will Forte, talking about sort of great comedians, a person I like seeing in anything. And he goes to this small Irish town to investigate a cold case of these three people that disappeared, presumed murdered years ago. And he's also accompanied by a Dublin journalist played wonderfully by Siobhan Cullen. And they're an odd pairing, but they sort of pair together to delve into the secrets of this town. And that's sort of basically what it's about, I guess. It's sort of good send-up of the podcasting life and what they're basing their podcasts on, and also looking at those small Irish towns that have a lot of secrets. So that's always good fodder for an interesting and entertaining show. So quite enjoyed this one. I wouldn't say it's of the level of Midnight Family or an A-grade show, but it's certainly a solid B, and that's Bodkin, and you can catch it on Netflix.
Yeah, I can sort of see the black comedy coming from Will Forte, but it's interesting to see him in a bit of a crime thriller. It's not a bit of an odd pairing, you know, for the actor and the role. So I might check this one out if I can.
It is. It's sort of not a total thriller, but sort of there is a dark element to it. And I think he sort of plays it well, and he's got that sort of offbeat humour. Mm. So I think he fits in well, even if on paper it mightn't seem that way.
Fantastic. All right, Wayne, what's your last recommendation for this week?
Well, I'm excited to talk about this one. If I could have a silent drum roll, I'm going to present my album of the year based to the end of July. We've got some good albums in the pipeline, but as we speak of this date on July 31, I'm going to say that Headlights, the new album from Alex G, is the best album I've heard this year. I was really excited
Fairly
for this to come.
Fairly early call from you, Wayne.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's still a bit to come. Big Thief have an album on the way, so does Wednesday, and there's a few others. But this one is, at the moment, in pole position.
Wow.
It's called Headlights. It's Alex G's 10th album. I'm a massive fan of this songwriter. This is actually his major label debut. He was previously on Domino Records, but he signed to RCA. And the good thing is he hasn't lost any of his eccentricity or individualism that's come with signing to a major label. So if you're not familiar with Alex G, he's been making albums for quite a few years, sort of come through the Bandcamp era. He's from Philadelphia. His full name is Alex Gianascoli, but he just records as Alex G. And this one, I think, is going to get him even a bigger audience. He's just a purely great singer-songwriter. He just has a great knack for writing great melodies, great instrumentation. You can see the, I guess, the extra dollars from the major label has even added to the overall production. And he's just writes beautiful songs. I can't really say much more than that. There's so much melody, so much great instrumentation on this album. I've been a massive fan of his like past three or four albums. I think House of Sugar, which came out about 4 years ago, was my album of that year. And this is just a fantastic album. I've been playing it nonstop since it came out. So many great songs on it, a lot of variety, but at the essence, it's just purely great songwriting.
Fantastic. All right. Do you have a recommendation for us, Wayne?
Yeah, well, let's go with the first single. It's track three on the album, Afterlife. This is a beautiful album. And one notable thing about this song is that the mandolin is a lead instrument on it. So from the opening chords of this song, you'll hear the mandolin, and then the song flows through, and it's just such a catchy song that I'm going to be playing a lot more this year. So let's go with Afterlife.
Fantastic. All right, Wayne, thank you so much for coming back and giving us your recommendations. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, sounds great, Cameron. See you later.